Chapter 6. Love, love, love. When I got home, I went upstairs to my bedroom and took out the notebook. I just wanted to write, "I have fallen in love with Sally." I didn't write this. I was scared that Zara might see it, and maybe it wasn't true. I still thought that Sally was playing games with me, and sometimes I didn't even like her. But I didn't want to just be her friend. I couldn't tell her. She might tell Marnie or Josh Brown. My school was very inclusive, and we had many gay and lesbian inclusive lessons. But I still heard people laughing about it. And what about my family? I thought. Dad will say that it's a phase. Is it a phase? Or will I always like girls? I looked at the notebook. I know. I'll write a fairy tale about Sally and me for Mr. White's writing group, I thought. The next day, Sam came to my house and we took Bear to the park. We had a nice time, and it was like we were Frankie and Sam again, just friends. Can I use your phone? I asked Sam. I want to call my mum. She looked tired this morning. Sure, Sam said, giving me his phone. The phone rang for a long time before Mum answered. Hi, Mum. It's me, Frankie. How are you feeling? I'm fine, she said. But you should come home soon. One of your friends is here. Josh, I said. Sally, Mum said. Oh, I said, shocked. Tell her that I'll be home soon. I gave Sam his phone back. Who's Josh? Sam asked. A boy in my class. We should go now. Sally's at my house. Sally, he said. You hate Sally. Well, we're friends now. I don't want to go home, Sam said. We're having a nice time here. But Sally is waiting for me. Sam looked disappointed, and we walked home quietly. What should I say to Sally? I thought. I had to be cool. I was also wearing Sam's shirt again. Should I change clothes before I see her? I thought. No, I'm being stupid. She's always interested in Sam. She wants to see him, not me. Is Josh your boyfriend? Sam said suddenly. No, I said. I haven't got a boyfriend. I didn't want to tell Sam about Sally. Sam's friend Patrick was gay, and Sam didn't care. Sam was a good friend, but I wanted to keep my love for Sally a secret. When we arrived home, Sally was sitting in the living room. Hi, Sally, Sam said. We met at the shopping centre. I don't know if you remember. Yes, of course I do, Sally said, smiling. Hi, Frankie. I hope it's okay that I came to your house. It's fine, I said, trying to sound cool. Sally looked happy. Mum came into the living room, and Sally started talking to her. I was worried that Sally might say something about Mum's MS, but she didn't. Have you written anything in your notebook yet? Sally suddenly asked me. No, but I'm going to write a fairy tale for my writing group, I said quietly. You're in a writing group, Mum said. Are you in it too, Sally? No, Frankie is the writer, not me, Sally said, smiling. At lunchtime, Mum made everyone some food. It was very nice, and everyone was very happy. But then Zara came home and saw Sally eating at our table. What are you doing here? Zara said, looking at Sally. Zara, Mum said. She's having lunch with us, I said angrily. Do you want some lunch, Zara? Mum said. No, I'm going upstairs, Zara said, leaving the room. Maybe I should go, Sally said. I don't think that Zara likes me very much. Don't go, I said. Zara's always angry. I didn't want Sally to leave. I wanted her to stay all afternoon. What's that on your arm? Sam said suddenly. Oh, it's nothing, I said. It's a phone number, Sam said. Whose phone number is it? Sally asked. Josh Brown's, I said quietly. Josh Brown gave you his phone number, Sally shouted. He wants me to go ice skating, but I don't want to go. Don't you like ice skating? Sally said. Yes, but I don't want to go with Josh Brown. So come with me tomorrow. You come too, Sam, Sally said, smiling. We can meet at 11, and we can get some lunch. I'll pay for everything because I've had lunch here today. Are you sure? I said. Yes, Sally said. I really should go now. It's been a nice day. Thank you. Yes, it's been great, I said, wanting to hug her. Yes, Sam agreed. Maybe he wanted to hug her too. The next morning, I woke up very early. I was excited about seeing Sally. I had no nice clothes to wear, and I couldn't wear Sam's shirt again. I went to Mum's bedroom and borrowed one of her old jumpers. It had a rainbow on it. At breakfast, Zara was still angry with me. Do you want to come ice skating with me, Sam and Sally? I said, trying to be nice. With Sally? You have to be joking, Zara replied. And did you see Sally flirting with Gary Masters at school? You're just jealous because you fancy Gary, I said. Stop fighting, Mum shouted. Mum, can I go to the Gold Star tonight? There's a special Christmas party for under-18s, Zara asked. I've heard bad things about that place, Mum said. I won't get drunk, Zara said. Okay, but you must come home at 11, Mum replied. 11? Zara shouted. That's so early. Fine, 12, but that's the latest, Mum said. Okay, Zara said. Can I borrow some money? I want to buy some new clothes for tonight. Dad will give me some money for Christmas, and I can pay you back. You're always asking for money, I said. I want to look nice, Frankie. You don't care about your clothes. Look at your horrible jumper. It's Mum's, I said. It's warm, and I love it. You can't wear it outside. It's got a rainbow on it, Zara said. What's wrong with rainbows? I said. Aren't some rainbows for gay and lesbian people? I felt my face go very hot. So, I said, trying to stay cool. People might think that you're a lesbian, Zara said. I thought about changing my jumper. I didn't want Sally to think that I was a lesbian, but I didn't want Zara to win the fight. So I decided to wear it. I put on my coat, and when Sam arrived, we left to meet Sally. I've never been ice skating, I said. Do you think that Sally is a good skater? I'm sure she's very good, he said. He was right. When we arrived, Sally was already skating. She looked beautiful and could skate very well. "Hello," she said. "I'm so happy that you came." Now I had to skate without looking stupid. Sam went first and started skating very quickly. "You're going to fall," I shouted. "I should help him," Sally said. Sally skated over to Sam and held his hand. Her face was very close to his face, and they were laughing and smiling. Were they flirting? I didn't know, but I felt jealous. "Come on, Frankie," Sally shouted to me. I started to skate. At first, it was easy, but then I fell. "Take my hand," Sam said, skating over to me. I took his hand and we moved slowly. "We should be closer. Sally did it like this," he said, putting his arm around me. "If you take your coat off, it will be easier." "No, it's fine," I said, not wanting to show my rainbow jumper. "Can I skate with Frankie?" Sally said, looking at us. "No, it's okay. I'm wearing this big coat, so I can't really skate."
"Don't be stupid," Sally said, taking my hand. "You can do it." And I did. I was skating. I held her hand and we skated together. It was wonderful.